Australia's race for space will receive a $50 million kickstart in next week's budget. AM can reveal the funding will help set up a new agency, while states will be invited to compete to host the headquarters and launch sites for satellites. Defence reporter Andrew Green has the story.
2-1-0. All engines running.
Back in 1969, Australia played a crucial role helping to beam the historic moon landing mission to the world. Now, almost half a century on, this country's about to get its first dedicated space agency. Dr. Brad Tucker is an astrophysicist at the Australian National University.
I think it's overdue since the 60s with the launch of the first satellite. And Australia was one of the first countries to get into the business. And it's now great to hear that the Australian government is paying attention.
AM has learnt next week's federal budget will include a $50 million seed funding package to establish the Australian Space Agency. The Turnbull government is yet to decide where it'll be located, but it's understood Western Australia, South Australia, the Northern Territory and the ACT have all expressed interest in hosting the headquarters. Professor Anna Moore is a member of an expert reference group which has just completed a report for the government on the Australian space industry's capability to take part in a global market.
The $50 million injection is a great start for setting up the agency itself. We're talking about setting up the administration, the legal aspects, working across government.
AM can also reveal former CSIRO boss Dr. Megan Clark, who led the government's review, will head the new space agency for its first year. AM has confirmed the budget will also have a focus on improving GPS technology, which can be used for mapping, aviation and broad-scale farming projects. BARDA senior coalition source says the government expects the private sector will contribute the lion's share of funding for Australia's space industry, a sector which globally is thought to be worth more than $400 billion a year.
We're talking here about national level projects, bigger projects, and I think you need to co-invest here. You can't expect everything from industry, it has to be a co-invest.
That's Professor Anna Moore ending Andrew Green's report.